Please stand clear of the doors. Por favor, manténganse alejado de las
podcasts.
Shining at the end of every day, there's a great big beautiful tomorrow, and tomorrow's just a dream away. Man has a dream, and that's the start. He follows his dream with mind and heart.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Por Favor Manténgase Alejado de las Podcast. This is episode number 216, recorded from the D. Fauntleroy Studios in Westerly, Rhode Island, in sunny Southwest Florida. I'm your host, Gary, joined, as always, by my co-host, Mike, down in sunny FLA. How are you doing today, Michael?
I'm doing well, Mr. Klinsman. Good evening to you.
Yes, good evening indeed. It's another Friday night, late night recording.
Yep.
It's just what we do. If it weren't for the last minute, nothing would ever get done, correct?
Correct.
We got to pick another date coming up soon in the next couple weeks to go live for an episode.
Yes, I know we do.
Because that was fun, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was.
Maybe we'll do like the first week of May, like the first show in May. We'll try to pick a date there. Because I'm going away in May.
Oh.
I'm going to North Carolina.
You are? Is this a work trip?
It is not. It is a family trip because the good doctor's brother is graduating from business school at Duke. So we
MBA from Duke University.
Yeah, that's not bad, right? And so we're getting a house. Their whole family's renting a house on Nag's Head on the Outer Banks for a week.
Are you excited about this trip?
I am. We're driving down with Yergina and Yergina Jr., so once we get there, it'll be nice to kind of unwind. We haven't had like a family trip like that in a long time. So
no, are you going to do some beautiful things like tour the campus and take lots of pictures?
I'm not going to Duke. So the graduation is very hard to get into, and he only gets two tickets, so just his mother and father are going to go.
That's beautiful. What a win.
And it's, I guess the house we're renting is like 4-hour drive away. So I was telling the good doctor that I wanted to go and just check out the campus. And then I looked up the driving direction. I was like, 4 hours each way, it's not worth it. So
think about this, Billy. You got invited to a graduation that you don't have to go to. That's like going to a wedding that you don't have to go to.
You just go to the open bar.
That's beautiful.
Speaking of weddings, did you hear the news?
I've heard bits and pieces. I'm not on Instagram, but Susie has been on.
So you do know that my sister is getting married?
Well, yeah, I knew that
Catherine, they got engaged at Disney World. So you were.
I knew that. I don't know anything else.
So don't worry about that. That's like the small news. Did you know what the big news is that came out of this?
Oh, no. Am I going to be excited?
You're going to be very excited, sir.
Oh, hold on a second. Let me crack my second open. I still got 3/4 of a first, but this could be a 1 1/4. All right, go ahead.
I was asked to officiate the wedding. and in front of
you mean you mean Father Gary?
Brother, we'll say Brother Gary.
Well, Brother Gary, you're gonna wear. You gotta get one of those. You gotta get the outfit.
Maybe I was looking online
with your collar.
There's all sorts of things to wear. The smock or whatever they call it. Yeah.
Oh, you have to nerd it up. You gotta get like a priest thing. Is that sacrilege? Can you go to hell for that?
It might be. And yes, probably.
You gotta find out if you can. Any way you can get away with doing that? Because if you could wear like the little brother costume or the priest costume, that would be absolutely priceless.
But I'm going through, and right now, in front of me, I hold a credential of ministry from the Universal Life Church. And it says that the bearer hereof has been ordained. So I am officially an ordained minister of the Universal Life Church based in Sacramento, California.
You're an ordained minister. Let us pray. Are you going to do stuff like that, too?
I don't think so. I don't want to get, like, ostracized.
With him and through him and in him in the unity of the Holy Spirit. I'll get on the organ.
I'm not ordained in the Catholic Church. Now, we're taking this as the Universal Life Church.
Oh, man.
But I've been asked to perform the ceremony, which I was very honored, but I was also very excited to be able to become ordained. And I was told, though, unfortunately, no Facebook Live is allowed during the ceremony. Because my sister said, you got to tell Mike that he's not allowed to go live while I'm performing the ceremony.
We got to get our negotiated team in there.
Can you imagine that live broadcast? You're sitting in the in the seats.
We're live. We're live.
I'm like trying to whisper.
Yeah. All right, Billy, we're live.
Can I at least video? Well, you know what I'll do? I'll videotape it. I did that for my sister-in-law, and she was very happy.
Oh, no, there you go.
No, I'm not. Yeah, none. Yeah, I'll just videotape the whole thing. We have to have video of that.
And you'll just like tape over it, like with the Cosmics, with your interview with the Cosmic Pizza people.
Let us pray.
You're an ordained minister, Father Gary.
Isn't that fantastic?
Yeah, that's beautiful. I'm so proud of you.
I know you are.
This is a very proud moment. You know, your graduation from college, getting married to the great doctor, the birth of your two little girls, and now an ordained minister. I mean, at a young age, Bill.
Yeah,
I
that's
mean,
right.
You've pretty much done it. You've done it all.
I've accomplished quite a bit in my short time here on God's green earth.
Yep. Now it's basically just get ready for retirement.
That's right.
And live the good life. Play some golf, some pickleball with the child.
Oh, that would be fantastic. I was thinking about, though, like maybe starting a business, going around all around Rhode Island and marrying people, whether they want it or not. Just show up and charge them after the fact. I'll make some business cards.
You could do like some late night like commercials.
Oh, like with the heavy hitter. Was he doing advertisements when you were back in Rhode Island? You don't remember the heavy hitter, Rob Levine? I might have to play one of his commercials at the first break.
No.
The heavy hitter is the one for you. Call 1-800-LAW-1222. He's like one of those ambulance chaser lawyers, and he's got those commercials on all the time.
Oh, really?
Then I could play my own commercial. I'll have like the music playing in the background. I'll have like Paco Bell's cannon going. Are you?
That's beautiful. Like Frank. Like Frank's gonna walk her down, and you're gonna be down there with like your black robe
and the white. You know,
like how they always give like that awkward smile and the nod.
I have to get like a fancy leather binder to have all the things, get it laminated, the vows and things like that.
Yeah.
This is going to... I'll do some dry runs on the Por Favor podcast to figure out what sounds good. I'll give you some, you know, start off. We're gathered today on this great day to see the marriage. I got to work on it. I haven't really gotten into the nitty-gritty. I got well over a year to prepare.
Yeah, you know what you got to get to? You got to get one of those microphones that the referees wear.
Oh, the lapel mic? Or one of like the little mini headphone ones?
The little mini headphone that goes to the corner of your mouth?
Yeah, that's right. You don't think I should bring the blue snowball with me? Hook up the whole...
Well, if you... You know, it would be even better if we did get wrap it with that Por Favor podcast.
Oh, with the mic flag?
So if you had the snow... Yeah, the mic flag. The Por Favor mic flag.
Do you, Jürgen, take... Por favor, Catherine.
Ah, this is fantastic news.
You like this?
This is fantastic it's like news. Breaking. I might have. Did this cost any money? I might have to do the same.
It was.
It's basically mail order, right?
It's mail. It was like $36 to get the credentials in the mail. It's free to become ordained, but to actually get like the credentials so you can show it to people that you exist.
Now, are you going to wear the credentials on your collar too?
I have like a little thing that you can like clip to your shirt. It just says clergy on it. What do you think of that?
Does it really?
Yeah. There's all different packages you could buy. There's one that has like a parking pass. Like you just put it, hang it in your windshield like you're a handicap flag. It says like clergy parking.
Really? How much does that cost?
That's probably like the next step up. That was probably like the $50 package.
I wonder if you how that works at Disney World.
Oh, you think I get preferred parking for
cheap? You might be able to get that VIP $35 job.
Oh, I didn't think about that.
I'm a man of the cloth. Let me up.
Bless you, child.
You can't mess with a man of the cloth.
No, that's right. It's sacred. I need my better parking. It's a very sacred thing.
Oh, you got to like wrap rosary beads all around your wrist and stuff.
I don't want to make...
Can I come down with the essence? Stop whacking people on both sides?
Oh, you got to do the incense and everything?
Yeah.
The thing on the chain, ta ting, ta ting, ta ting.
Yeah, yeah, it's ching, cha ching. I'll be like the altar boy.
Yeah.
Like as they're walking down, I'll lead the aisle with the incense. Ching, cha ching.
You'll have the white.
When
robe.
I come up to you, we both bow to each other and I incense you.
Oh, this is foolish. Very foolish.
Oh, I've got so many ideas.
I can see that.
I think in order to save some money, you and I should be the wedding planner.
Oh, that's not a bad idea.
Tell her this is going to be our gift to you. All you have to do is show up. We'll take care of every little detail. Don't you worry about a
that's
thing.
That's a good idea.
We'll have some gaggers at the reception.
Just cases of Bud Lights on ice.
Cases of Bud Lights, some gaggers.
Cosmic. Get Cosmic to cater it.
Cosmic steaks. Oh.
That would be nice. Now, that's a wedding you would never forget.
That would be a fantastic wedding. Only play Rhode Island music.
Yeah.
Or Billy Ocean.
Just the URI fight song.
Oh, I've got so you should have done this at the end now, Bill. I've got so many ideas right now.
Well, that's okay. We can just keep them coming. We got plenty of time to stall here. So that's a bit of news. I don't know why I didn't mention it to you sooner. I've been ordained for exactly 1 month now.
Yeah, you've been holding this back.
Yeah.
This is like a secret and on relationship right now.
It's not. I wasn't keeping it from you. I just forgot to mention it to you.
How do you forget something like that?
I know.
I mean, if I have a good mud, you know, you get it right away.
I do get a text about that message, pretty quick, right? Yeah. Just text, though. No pictures. Let's not get too out of hand here.
No.
So what's new with you? You have any big news? not as big as that, right?
Not like you. No.
Would you like to hear about my unofficial beer sponsor of the week this week?
This is Eric. Yeah, sure.
Yeah, I kind of spoiled it to you. That's something I couldn't hold back. This is from Single Cut Beersmiths out of Queens, New York. And it's called the Eric.
It's called Eric.
It's called Eric More Cowbell Chocolate Milk Stout. It's a 6.6% alcohol by volume chocolate milk stout. It says it's proud to maintain the American tradition of beer locally made from craft by zealots/lunatics who believe in hard work, truth, pride, and passion. Always should come before profit. Sounds like a good liberal beer.
Yes, absolutely. It should always come before profit. Now, Bill, I've got one thing to share, but I want to back up. I've got something. I've been doing some more investigating on the snowbirds.
Okay.
So I've got some snowboard. But first of all, let's back up to your ordained minister thing.
This is going to be a topic that you're not going to let go very easily.
I can't. Well, here's what I was thinking. You know how tradition, like, The brides, if there's any brothers and sisters, they're supposed to be in the wedding party, and the same thing with the groom.
Right.
Well, what I'm seeing right now is that you've been cut out of being a groomsman.
Yeah, don't think I didn't think of that already.
Yeah. Oh, you did. You already did.
That came up quick to the front of my mind.
Yep, because Matheri is going to be the maid of honor. I'm sure. And then you're supposed to be up there with your cheesy tuxedo, you know, standing with all of his goofball friends that you don't know.
Right, exactly.
And you completely got cut out of that. That's what this means, Billy.
But you know what?
I hate to burst your bubble.
No, but this goes back to the whole thing of, like, going to a graduation without actually having to attend the graduation. I don't have to rent a tux. I don't have to go to the rehearsal dinner and sit with people.
Nah, the priest usually goes through the rehearsal dinner, though. You have to go with your cloth.
Oh, I guess
to that
I do.
Too.
I guess I'm in charge of the rehearsal, aren't I?
Yes.
Oh crap! I didn't even think of that. I have to like organize all that. I'm not paying for it. Don't get
no,
me wrong.
No, we're not paying for any of this. But we.
I have to like go through the motions and tell people where to stand and everything.
Yes.
I don't know any of this. I may have bitten off more than I could chew on this.
Yeah, you're going to be over here. You got to grab the guy by the elbow when he's goofing off, you know. Hey, get over here.
Yeah, I got to, like, figure out the order of the procession, I'll figure it out. I'll be a taskmaster.
Can I help? Can I, like, pretend to help out? Can I just walk around with a notebook?
Yeah, bring, like, a clipboard.
And just kind of just walk around, like, who's this guy? I don't know. Yeah.
I need to see some ID. It's Ed. I'm Ed. Oh, okay. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, this is a big position for you. I mean, you're probably going to have to take some time off from work, I'm sure.
I may have found my calling, though. This could be like a revelation. Devote my life to this.
Bill goes back
to the
seminary.
To the Universal Life Church.
Oh, that's beautiful. I'm very happy for
you. I'm thinking I can probably get the ceremony over in like 6 minutes or less if I really rush it.
Yeah, we don't want a long ceremony, but we do want the incense.
We definitely want this. Maybe you could just go down like with a Yankee candle, like a French vanilla Yankee candle.
Yeah, but the problem is you'll get the scents, but you got to get that thing smoking.
That's true.
You know, like the Protestants, how they just despise that and they cough and their eyes run.
Mm-hmm.
And you just, you know, you got to whack them in the face with those. That's,
You're just trying to smoke out the heathens? Is that what you're saying?
You know what, too? Who else could we get to, because we also have to do the holy water. We got to whack people with holy water. I'm sure it's going to be a summer wedding, so people will be hot.
Have you seen that viral video of a priest going around shooting holy water out of a super soaker?
No.
He's going around squirting people with a squirt gun of holy water.
Beautiful.
That was pretty funny. I don't even know how long we've been going because we had a little technical snag there.
Yeah, I think
there,
we're
so.
Okay. We're in. All right, let me get into my
snowbird
thing.
Yeah, get into your other story here.
So, you know, they all start taking off, a few on Easter. Mm-hmm. And then I heard a few saying that they were leaving this weekend. I said, why this weekend? I said, it's still pretty cold up there and lousy. And they say, we don't go up there when the weather gets good. We go up there when it starts getting warm down here. Never thought of that. And I'm saying to myself, you know, it's 82 degrees, not a cloud in the sky, about 30% humidity. I mean, that's a day that you kill for up there.
Mm-hmm.
I said, this is, you know, mid-July day up in Rhode Island and Minnesota, and these people are running out of here.
Yeah, I don't know. I can't.
I can't figure these people out.
No. Sometimes it's just, there's just no figuring it out. You just have to roll with the punches.
You know, I understand that the January through March, because those are the people who get the 3 month, they go right after New Year's, mm-hmm. and they get the 3 month house rental.
That would be the poor
and
for
it's fully
Frank.
Furnished. Yep, it's fully furnished, yeah. and they're out of there, you know, March 31st.
Yep.
That I understand. But now these people have houses. I mean, if you had a house down here, granted, you know, whatever the law is, you know, if you're going to do residency here or up in Rhode Island, but you would think that if you had a house down here, you're definitely doing residence here for tax purposes.
That would
now,
make
don't
sense,
you say,
yeah.
Hey, I'm not going until the birds are chirping, the grass is growing, and the flowers are blooming.
I mean, we're in a different mindset, though, because if I got down there, I'd never want to go back.
Yeah, you would be a 12-month. Yeah, that's true.
So it's hard to say that to me, like, oh, what are these people thinking? I don't know what they're thinking. I was looking at something popped up online the other day. April 16th, that was just a few days ago. Last year, Easter was on April 16th, and it was 86 degrees in Providence.
In the Westley studio, wow.
Of 86 degrees last year on Easter, and then...
Quite different this year.
Yeah, this year on April 16th, I think we might have got some snow in parts of Rhode Island on Monday. So, quite a difference a year makes. It's been miserable. Like, next week, you look at the extended forecast, there's highs of, like, 61, and people are like, oh, it's getting nice. I was like, it's almost May. We shouldn't be excited about 61.
You know, and that's what I said. I said, that's the thing that killed us, is that when you, you know, you're only getting 5 to 6 good months up there.
Mm-hmm.
And when you lose April, now you're like, I just got screwed.
Yeah.
Because now is going to be, May is going to be April now.
Mm-hmm.
And you just got screwed out of a month. Kills you.
You lose May because June's still going to be June. You're still going to get hot.
June will always be June, but you lost April.
You lost one of your top 3 months.
Right.
You know, May's like one of the best months up here.
Mm-hmm.
And so now if May starts off cold, you're losing, you know, you're losing one of your best months. You're going right into the doldrums already.
Yep. Yeah, it's awful. It's terrible.
I don't know. There's nothing I can do about it.
There's nothing you can do, Billy.
Grin.
I just
want
to let you know that Indiana just came back. They're up 3 now.
Wow.
Looking to go up 4 on Cleveland. And Cleveland had about a 15-point lead when I jumped in the studio. It's a 4-point ball game now. 6 minutes, 10 seconds ago.
It's a scrappy Pacers team.
Yeah, it is.
Lost all their superstars, and they're here giving the top dogs a fight, run for their money. On that note, let's take it to our first break. What do you think?
Sounds good, Mr. Klinsman.
Hey, Rob, getting ready for the big game?
I'm the heavy hitter, and it's not a game. It's serious business to get you all the money you deserve when you're injured in a car wreck. The insurance company wants to pay you the least. I want them to pay you the most.
Got a lot of curveballs?
There's more money than they're telling you about, and I know how to get it for you.
So what's your secret?
I've got the Red Sox.
The baseball team?
No, my lucky Red Sox. Car wreck? Call me, attorney Rob Levine, and put the heavy hitter on your team.
The heavy hitter is the one for you. Call 1-800-LAW-1222.
All right, we're back. This is episode 216 of the Por Favor podcast. This week, we decided to...
It just knocks down a 3, Billy. It's an 84-77 ball game here.
Wow.
Just over 5 to go. Timeout, Cleveland.
TV timeout. What were we talking about? We're going to talk about Animal Kingdom this week.
What is that?
That's one of the theme parks at Walt Disney World.
Oh, okay.
It's one of those things that they built the resorts around.
Oh, I see.
You know, they have these like four giant tracts of land, and they built all these beautiful resorts and restaurants around that.
Oh, so people go to stay at the resorts to actually go to these places?
I've heard that.
Oh, okay.
I can't confirm if that's true or not, but I have seen occasionally pictures from these theme parks that people go to at Walt Disney World. I'm not too sure, but you know what's good? I've heard some rumors that there's some restaurants inside the theme park, so at least there's something that'll get our attention going.
Mm-hmm.
But we're talking Animal Kingdom, which I think is sneakily becoming one of the, I don't know, there's only four parks, but it's really moving up quick in the last couple of years, don't you think?
Yes.
I love the new Harambe section. That whole area is fantastic. The Avatar stuff, you're a huge fan of that, aren't you?
Yes.
The restaurant, the ride, you even love the movie after seeing it.
Correct.
So, and now they're open late into the night. They have that nighttime show. Have you seen that, the Rivers of Light show? Have you watched that yet?
Yeah, I do, and I actually like it.
I haven't had a chance to see that yet, so I'll have to hold off judgment on that. But there's been a lot of changes at this park in the last, 12 to 18 months or so. And I think it's time that we take a step back and look at it all over again, because we haven't really talked in depth about any of the parks at any time recently. But as far as Animal Kingdom goes, there's been a lot of changes, and we haven't really looked at it from that, you know, that 100-foot view from above. So obviously we're going to focus on the non-cheerleader things, but I think it's important to get the biggest cheerleader things out of the way first and talk about the newest edition, Avatar Land. What do you think?
I like it.
Yeah.
And now, I haven't done it at night, disclaimer there, so and I heard it's even better at night.
Yeah, see, I'm in the same boat. I only went during the day. And it's very, I mean, it is very immersive, but I wasn't blown away by it. I was blown away by the ride, the Flights of Passage. That completely blew me away. But the land itself didn't knock my socks off. I know some people are like, oh, this is the greatest thing. And it's nice. I mean, don't get me wrong. They did a lot of, you could tell a lot went into what they did as far as theming it and making it all immersive as possible. But it didn't like blow me away when I walked in. I didn't feel like I was stepping into another planet. I think if you go at night, you might get more of that feeling, which, like we said, neither of us have been able to do yet. And I've heard that from a lot of different people, that at night when everything's glowing and the sounds are different, it just has a totally different vibe to it. And it is much more, much more immersive, I guess, is the best word to use. Have you done the boat ride there, Bill?
I have.
What'd you think of that boat ride?
Like it.
It's nice. I wouldn't wait like these people wait 3 hours for that thing. I'd be pretty miserable.
It's an hour max wait time.
I wouldn't
for
even
me.
Wait an hour.
I'd wait an hour.
For the
just
boat
because
ride?
It's new. Yes.
Yeah. It's a good boat ride, don't get me wrong. And that animatronic at the end is pretty fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
But I was thinking like 30 minutes. If it was a 30-minute wait, I'd probably get in line. If it was 45, I'd hesitate. I'd think about it, but hesitate. But that's
I'd
a good one
hour.
To get a fast pass. If you
yep.
grab a if you can't get the fast pass for the Flights of Passage, definitely
mm-hmm.
use the fast pass on that, because it is a good ride. I'm glad I was able to go on it. The only thing I would say is, because it's so crowded right now, because it's so new, they really cram you onto those boats. They don't leave a lot of wiggle room in there. I remember it was me, Por Favor Susan, Por Favor Frank, and Por Favor Catherine all squeezed together on like the front row of one of those boats, and that thing was a little tight.
Guys are just banging knees.
Yeah, a little bit like sardines, but I get it. They got to get as many people onto that thing as possible, because the capacity is so, there's so many people waiting.
That would have been a beautiful time to have done like a death fart.
Oh, man, that could have cleared out the queue.
That would have been perfect. No, once you get on with your family, because they can't even move.
It's already going.
They probably actually feel it on the side of their leg, you know?
It just ripples down.
Yeah, yeah.
So that one, that is a good ride. It's not great, but it's good. But I will say Animal Kingdom always was missing that boat ride. Now they have it, that slow-moving dark ride. So I'm glad they have that now. Should we talk a little bit about the Setuli Kitin, or you want to get into the Flights of Passage first?
We can get into that too. Here's what I like about that land. When you said it was, it didn't blow you away, I didn't think it was too over the top. I think it fits in with Animal Kingdom.
Yeah, I'll agree with that. That's a fair point.
And I think it was, not that it was subtle, but I thought it was going to be so over the top, gaudy.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing I like is, you know, how the restaurant, it just, you have to look for it. It just doesn't like stick out like your typical quick serve hamburger joint.
That's right. It's almost like,
it's like built in a tree. It's just part of that whole thing. I think they did a heck of a job.
That's a good, yeah, that is true. It is just kind of like built into the landscape.
Yeah.
And you just kind of go in, and you know where it is because of the people congregating around, but it is just kind of like, if it wasn't busy there, you might not even notice that there was mm-hmm. a restaurant there.
Exactly.
And the food's good. We only had a couple different things that we tried, but those filth bowls, or the, I guess they're really the healthy bowls, but those are pretty good. A lot of options. I like that you can kind of piece it together and do different things with it.
I think they said that there's 14.7 billion combinations.
Is that right?
I might be off by a couple, but you know, give or take a few, but over 14 billion combinations.
Over 14 billion combinations. Wow, yeah. That's pretty high.
It is.
That would take almost a year if you tried a different one each day.
Year and a half for the two of us, exactly.
Okay. 14.7 billion. We had that steak. That was actually good. It wasn't like you. That's not what you expect to get from a quick serve at Disney. A nice raw roast beef.
Mm.
You know, it wasn't overcooked, a slab of meat that, you know, you could still see the marks where the jockey was hitting it. It's some pretty quality stuff. And what did we get? The kale salad or something like that?
Yeah, we got something like that.
Some kind of salad with it. But there's the rice, there's the quinoa, there's all different things you can get with it. But I will say, I didn't get to try those dirty hamburger pods, but you said you had those and they're pretty good.
Susie and I had those dirty. Yeah, those are tasty.
Yeah.
And I was surprised because I don't like steam stuff. I thought it was going to be more like a steam burger, but it was good.
Yeah, it was very tasty. And then the other thing, I think a big sleeper there is those chips.
Those veggie chips. I was just going to say the same thing. Very
those
tasty.
Are so good.
Very tasty. Very, good. Very tasty.
Yeah.
And one of the other things, Mr. Klinsman, that my wife and I did share was their specialty dessert, the blueberry cream cheese mousse.
Oh, okay. Let's talk about
with
that
with passion. Fantastic.
Was it good? Okay.
Fantastic. Very colorful if you want to look at that picture.
Yeah, I'm looking at some pictures right
now. Nice little presentation there. The passion fruit curd on the side, if you see that.
Oh, yeah. I'm not a big blueberry fan, but it does look like it fits in. It's themed well.
Yeah.
And if you like blueberry, I guess it's more of a mousse than like a cheesecake, right?
Yeah, right. Yeah. No, but it is. It does taste like, once you break into it, it does taste like a cheesecake.
Oh, okay.
Yep. It's very good, Billy.
Nice. The portions are good there, too.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they don't skimp on it. And you get the real plates, the real silverware. So you're getting a pretty good dining experience for quick service prices.
And you're looking at those filth bowls at, you know, $12, $13.
Yeah. You can get the red and sweet potato hash, mixed whole grains and rice. You can get the salad base that we had. You can get the grilled beef, chicken, fish, or fried tofu. They have a sampler platter. Remember we saw that? Those like 50-something bucks or something like that where you get a little bit of everything?
Yep.
Even the kids' meals, that hot dog wrapped in that weird bun.
Yeah, I saw some weasels having that, yep.
So definitely a place to check out. It's always crowded. They do the mobile ordering there, which I haven't tried, but I heard it works fantastic there.
I've heard the same thing on other podcasts.
I'm going to have to try that next time I'm in the parks because unless you're on the dining plan. So they don't have the dining plan hooked up to that yet. I think they're still trying to figure that out or trying to bring it in to availability on these. But if you're not on the dining plan and you know you're going to go there, order it on the app, walk up, say I'm here. They're going to buzz your phone. You go right up to the front and skip the line. So that's a good way to do it. The only thing I didn't like about that place, and I think I was with you when we were meeting up with my sisters and my mom, and we didn't have food, and they didn't want to let us in.
Yes.
Remember that? We had to, like, Mary had to come up to us and be like, they're with us. It's okay. Yeah. like there's a bouncer, which I get. They don't want people sitting, taking up tables without food because it's so busy, but it's like...
Bill, I hate to revert back to your minister, but that's why you got to bring those credentials because they're not going to throw... They don't know who you are.
The clergy. I just show my clergy credentials.
Yes.
Here we go.
I'm an old man. Let me in. I just want to sit down and have a cup of ice water.
A cup of ice water and a hot coffee. How come... I have to ask you this, and this is something that's bugged me for a long time. Why do people buy a small hot coffee from like Dunkin' Donuts or McDonald's?
When a large is like 32 cents more?
Like,
might just be portion control.
I guess, but you see like you always see the old men sitting at McDonald's or at Dunkin' Donuts on a Sunday morning. They have the small hot coffee in the paper cup.
Yeah, you're right.
And they're sitting there for an hour and a half with the small hot coffee. I don't know if it's a cheap thing or they're not used to that much caffeine. I don't know.
Yeah, I think it's more of a portion control thing.
Caffeine thing, but that always bugged me. Like, I can go through, like, an extra large iced coffee in, like, 6 minutes, and these guys are...
You're like me now on this podcast. I got to try to bring you back.
Yeah, bring me back into...
Talking about iced coffees and stuff.
It's this Eric beer that's really got me acting like you, I think.
Yeah, well...
All right, so maybe we should talk just a minute about the Flights of Passage. Do you think that's the best ride on Disney property right now?
Is it? I don't know. It was an amazing... It's just so new, and it's such a different experience.
Yeah.
I would have to say I'm still my old school traditional guy, but if I had to go on one ride right now, it would be that. It's just a different experience.
It's definitely the best thing to use a FastPass for. Like, it's not something that I say is a must do. Like, when I think about going, I'm like, I have to do the People Mover. I have to do Carousel of Progress. I need to do Spaceship Earth. I don't think of this in that same...
You and me both, correct.
But if I saw an available fast pass for that, I would snatch it up without even thinking. I'd actually like rearrange the days I go to a park to get to that ride. Because it's so hard to get, and it's always such long waits, and it is a fantastic experience.
Mm-hmm.
It's so cool what they did with that, and the way that the whole ride system works, it's incredible. I'm glad. I mean, I waited 2.5 hours almost to get on that thing on our last day, and I don't really regret it. I got in line, it said 80 minutes, it ended up being a over 2 hour wait, but it was still worth it. So that's what I have to say about that. So I guess we could move on from Avatar. Anything else you want to add about the whole Avatar land or any of the rides or anything?
No, other than I like it. I like it.
It's hard to describe the ride. You kind of have to go on it.
Yeah, you can't, yeah.
I mean, they do tell you kind of what it's like. You feel like you're on a bike, but it doesn't really feel like that. And you do feel like you're moving, but it doesn't give you that motion sickness that...
Mm-hmm.
I feel like a lot of people get that motion sickness from Star Tours. I don't feel like you get that on this. Maybe because it's so immersive, like everything around you has that. I don't know. It's very hard to describe. You definitely need to go on that. Let's keep moving along here. We'll talk a little about the Africa section there. That's one of my favorite places in any park, I have to say. Just going on the safari, great attraction, obviously. What else could be said about that hasn't been said before? That's a must ride when you're at Animal Kingdom, don't you think?
Oh, of course.
Kilimanjaro Safari.
That's probably still my favorite there.
Yeah, it probably, you're probably right. I would agree with that. It's just great because it's always different because live animals, obviously, it's going to be different. You get to relax and take it all in. It's like a good half hour almost. And you're sitting there and you're out in the open in the beautiful sun and you're just seeing animals acting naturally and you get to learn a little bit and go on this big Jeep that they have. I don't know. It's just overall, it's just a great experience.
That's all you hear, like when you're waiting to go.
Oh yeah,
beep beep.
So I love that. Obviously, the Harambe Marketplace. We'll get back into filth. We mentioned the attractions and things like that, but
what's your favorite part of the safari?
I think I like when you get first onto the savannah where you see all the giraffes. Like that whole part. That's like the beginning of it to me. You get to see the giraffes. You go through with all the. Like the deer-like animal. I don't know what they're all called, but the giraffes. And you come
like
around
antelopes.
To, Yeah, the antelopes and stuff. Then you come around eventually to the elephants. So that like stretch in the middle,
yeah,
where you see the giraffes and the elephants. I really like that part. How about you? What do you like?
I'd say toward the end, if you can get a good view of the lions, I think those are so cool.
The lions are definitely the headliner there. They're just they're not very active during the day, so it's hard.
Yeah, they're usually up on the rocks sleeping.
Yeah, if you get a good view of them, yeah, that's you never forget that. If you get something cool that happens, I do like the rhinos because they're so big too. That's cool near the end where you see the white rhinos.
I think it's a little expensive, but I do think I want to do that walking tour because I really want to immerse myself in that.
Oh, that Wild Africa trek?
Yeah, I do.
That does look cool. I always see the people doing it, walking on that little wood bridge of cross and everything.
Yep.
Looks so fun. You're right. So in Africa, for food, let's just get back into the food. There's the Harambe Market, which we've talked about before. We'll get into it quick. Quick service, you can get some skewers, a grilled chicken skewer. You can get the beef and lamb gyro flatbread, beef and pork sausage. It's basically like a corn dog fried in curried corn batter. That's not something that you like because you don't like corn dogs, correct?
No, no.
And then those dirty ribs.
You know, so good. I'm going to go out on a limb and say I think that Harambe Market's actually overrated.
You think so?
I do.
Tell me why.
It just didn't blow me away.
Okay.
The menu didn't do a heck of a lot for me.
Yeah, the menu's not huge. But, I mean,
like
I don't
know. Grilled chicken skewer, big deal. You can get that at Pop.
Yeah.
Beef and pork sausage. I don't know. It just
That sausage looks good, that big, dirty corn dog. I know that's not your thing, so you're not going to like that. But
and I thought the ribs were good. I've had them, and I love that slaw.
Oh, that slaw's salad fantastic. That comes with it.
Yeah,
so
that
good.
Little
yeah.
salad. I think the ribs are, you know, obviously the signature at Harambe Market, but
yeah.
I don't know. I think it's over. I just don't think it's fantastic.
Okay. But it's a nice big area. I love that the train goes by. Remember where we sat when I had those dirty ribs that time? And even though it was raining, we were under the umbrella and we kept seeing the train come by and everything over there. Like, that's fantastic. That's a great place to relax for a little while.
It's okay. What do you like better? That is Satouli Canteen.
I like being outside, so I think I like that area better. The food's probably better at the Satouli Canteen.
Yeah, talk to me in the middle of July when it's 147 degrees.
No, that's true. That's fair.
I would sit outside any day anyways. I like
no,
to
I know
eat,
you
but
would. The other place is over there, Dawa Bar. People like that bar that you can just go walk up to, get a drink. They have their signature Bloody Mary, which is it's got the snow leopard vodka, Bloody Mary mix, Worcestershire sauce, horseradish, a skewer of truffle and blue cheese stuffed olives and prosciutto for $10. The sugarcane mojito, Lost on Safari. There's a lot of signature drinks that you can only get there. So that's pretty cool. They have a new one, too, an African Bloody Mary. They have all different ones. Three different Bloody Marys at this place. So the African Bloody Mary has the same vodka, Bloody Mary mix, spicy African Berbe sauce, garnished with Berbe rubbed beef jerky, a celery stalk, carrot, and parsley. And then they have the Discovery Island Bloody Mary, which has lime juice, olive juice, garnished with parsley, and a skewer of mozzarella cheese, tomato, and basil, and a stuffed olive. Those all sound pretty good, don't you think?
Mm-hmm.
But the best thing about that, I love that bar because they have the Barutica band that always plays there, and they have, like, the street performers that go right there. Like, whenever you walk by and they're playing the drums or they're singing. That's
awesome.
I'll stop there every time because that's fantastic. I love that. Are you
a fan of
that?
Me and your sister did a This Is Eric dance.
Oh, that's right. I think I have that on video.
Yeah,
actually.
I think you do have that on video.
That might be on YouTube. I'm not sure. This is Eric.
Yeah.
That's always good. Have you been to Tusker House, sir?
Billy, I have not, and I'm looking at. There's a lot of places that I want to try at this Animal Kingdom.
So I have to say, when the wife and I went on our honeymoon, that was our first meal lunch,
and you were not. You were underwhelmed, to say the least.
Underwhelmed, to say the very least. However, a couple years ago, when I went with my parents, we did the dinner buffet there. And it was very good. I wouldn't say it was my favorite, but it was very good. A lot of choices. Everything was hot and fresh and was flavorful. But I wonder, because when we went, they didn't have the characters, and it wasn't very crowded. I wonder if the stuff was just kind of like warmed over and just had been sitting there for a while.
Could be.
And now that it's a character buffet, it's more crowded. They get more turnover in there, and it just ups the quality of everything a little bit. So it's a place I would give another shot to, because it's one for two. So one time was good, one time not so good. So it's earned a third chance at some point.
Okay.
I just don't know if I can convince the wife, because she really wasn't a fan of that. The breakfast looks good, though. I think that might be the better option, to go in for that breakfast buffet there.
Yeah, it does look good.
So that's a place that you would definitely try.
Yes, Tusker House is on my radar.
Okay. Should we mosey on over to Asia? Talk a little bit about that section of the park.
This is Mike.
Mike Mikeson. So Asia obviously has, we did neglect to mention the Gorilla Falls Animal Trek in Africa, which is always good to walk through and see the different animals. The exploration trail, always good. The trails are fantastic there. There's not a lot you can say about them, because you have to experience them the way that you wind through them, and you kind of get lost in them. I like, and that's kind of the point. That one's good. I like that one with the gorilla attraction, and I think they have the giant fruit bats at that one too, which is always cool. So in Asia, there's two big attractions there that we can talk about. One is, they're both good. You like one more than most people, the Kali River Rapids.
Love
That's one
it.
Of your favorite things to do.
Love
and
it.
And it is fun. I don't think I could enjoy it as much without you being on it with me, the Kali River Rapids, because every time I've gone on that with you, it's always being a goofball and
yes.
you know, talking trash to the other people in your raft, being like, you're going to be the ones that get soaked. And
inevitably,
it's always us that get soaked.
It is a lot of fun with a group.
Yes. So that was fun. I know we did the Facebook Live on that last time we went on when we got soaked. I remember that. And then obviously Expedition Everest, great ride. Even better at night, I have to say. Having gone on it at night now.
I did it once at night. It's unbelievable.
It's so good at night. It was made for nighttime. Cause you
I
could
think
see,
so.
When you get up on that first incline and you could just see over to Epcot and you could see all the lights now when it's at night. I think you can even see the Orlando Eye from there, can't you?
Yes.
When you get going on that, like you could really see quite a ways from up there. It's fantastic. And, you know, so two great rides. Technically, the Rivers of Light show is contained over there, or where you sit. Tell me a little bit about that, because I haven't even watched any YouTubes on it or listened to the music or anything. I haven't really spoiled myself on
it. The music's
it.
Pretty good. It's just chill. It's not an over-the-top. It's not an Illuminations or...
So if you like Impressions de France, you're going to like this.
Yeah, you know, a lot of people rip it. I kind of liked it.
Yeah, I know. I think Por Favor Catherine doesn't like it.
It's just different. Maybe it's an acquired taste. It's kind of more just chill. You kind of just sit there, relax. I think the night we went, there was like a nice cool breeze. It was just really nice.
I think one of the problems that people have is they expect a nighttime show to be fireworks
and
loud music, and it's just not that.
Yeah. I think if you go into that, which most people do, they're very disappointed.
Right. So that's good. I'm looking forward to seeing it. I think I'll enjoy it for what it is, because I know going into it not to expect over the top and, you know, crash, boom, bang kind of stuff. We'll talk some food. Yak and Yeti.
On my list.
Yeah, the sit down, obviously, because you've done the quick serve.
Yep, and which is fantastic.
The quick serve's pretty good. They kind of changed up the menu a little bit. It's not as good. They used to have like that beef lo mein.
The beef lo mein was
they don't
good.
Have that
we had
anymore.
That on the Por Favor trip.
That's right. That was very good. They have a teriyaki beef bowl, which is pretty close because it has some of the noodles in there. So beef, carrots, snap peas, onions, mushrooms, and a sweet teriyaki sauce. The honey chicken, tempura chicken with carrots, snap peas, honey sauce, and white rice. And they have a cheeseburger, a hot dog, an Asian chicken wrap, a ginger chicken salad, vegetable tikka masala, and a turkey leg. Because when you think of Yak and Yeti, you think of smoked turkey leg. You get the egg rolls as a side, the chicken fried rice. That looks good. Those egg rolls and the rice look pretty good on those pictures. And then the children's menu, things like that.
Good so, price point, too, if you look. I mean, I'm looking at the Korean beef, $19.95.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you're at the sit-down already.
Yeah.
I'll move ahead. I was just going to say, I never realized they have a breakfast at the Yak and Yeti quick service. You can get bacon, egg on an English muffin.
See, I didn't know that either.
Sausage and egg, Canadian bacon, breakfast burrito, breakfast tacos. So there you go. Something to think about. I don't know if it's open seasonally or not, but it's there. There's a menu. So let's go. We'll go to the sit down because I want to dig into this because this is also a place that I have been has been on my radar.
Do you like the name Frederick Fredrickson?
Yes, I do.
That's okay. I thought I like it too.
So, like you said, there's some good price points. Did you skip right ahead to the entrees here, sir?
Yeah, you know what I'm looking at? The soups, too. I love a good wonton soup. You know me and soups.
You're a soup guy.
Oh, I love soup. Nice wonton soup.
They have some sushis there. The dragon roll, the dim sum basket, which is just little appetizers. That looks pretty good to me. I like that. Lettuce cups, ahi tuna nachos. Oh, that sounds good. You're not a tuna guy, but that sounds fantastic. Sushi grade ahi, Asian slaw, crispy fried wontons, wasabi aioli, and sweet soy glaze. Oh, that sounds good. Those firecracker shrimp, we talked about those last week. You're not a big fan of those, right?
Nah, that's like trendy. That's like something. I think I first got it like in Minneapolis.
Yeah.
So it's always going to remind me of some like trendy place in Minneapolis.
Yeah, wonton soup, different salads. Chicken tikka masala for $23.99. That's a big filthy portion. If you look,
I've already looked at that. That thing's beautiful, isn't it?
Yeah, there's a duck. I roast half.
Look at that! Look at that Malaysian seafood curry.
No, where are we? Let's move ahead here.
There's no picture, but that's what Susie would get. That looks
mahi mahi scallops, little necks, mussels, shrimp. Oh yeah, that does sound fantastic.
Isn't that gorgeous? $24.99, Jürgen.
That's not bad. Not bad.
I almost want to go up there tomorrow night just to have that.
The only problem, and it's not a big problem because you can get the 10% AP. They don't have tables there because it's owned. It's not owned by Disney. It's owned by like the Rainforest Cafe Group. Landry's, I think, owns this one. So that's something to be taken into consideration. You said this Korean beef looks pretty good. Oh, that does look good. It looks like it might actually be a little spicy. Well, Korean beef with white rice. Burger. You can get a burger. You got Korean barbecue ribs. That sounds okay. And they have the desserts and stuff. Not really worried about the desserts, but yeah, look, everything looks pretty good on this menu. I mean, that's right up my alley. I love Asian food.
Yeah, me not so much, but I know that you do.
That looks good. I would definitely like to try that at some point in the future.
You know what?
Like they have a little bit of something for everyone.
I would not get a dirt at that place. But if you want to take a look at that Kobe filter. Mm-hmm. Look at that. A little basket of fries.
Let's see what it says here. 10-ounce grilled American Kobe beef burger, sesame soy mayonnaise, crispy shoestring fries topped with shiitake mushroom and scallion compote or Asian slaw. Yeah, that's good. That sounds pretty good.
Look at the picture.
Let's see what that looks like.
10 ounces, yeah. Bill. 10 ounces. That's a filter.
That is a filter. Nice and thick. It looks good. It does look good. I'm not going to say, like you said, I wouldn't get
my stomach just started just then looking at that filter. That's the first thing to get my stomach going just
you
now.
You got that little rumble going.
I do got, yeah. I can taste that.
Anything else you want to mention in the Asia section?
That bun looks good too, Billy.
The roll does. It's like a ciabatta roll.
Roll looks good.
Any other food in Asia you want to dig into? There's not really anything else. There's some little stands.
No.
They have the Maharaja Jungle Trek, another great thing to do.
What they have a lot of at Animal Kingdom is cool kiosks where you can get drinks and little eateries.
That's right. And you could dig into the menus, but they change all the time.
Right.
Like these little snacks, and there's something that you go, you'd be like, oh, what the heck is this? And then you see this snack, and it's like I remember one time when I went, we went with Jürgina. And they had like a a pulled pork cheese grits thing for like $4 at one of these places, and we ate it. It was so good, and they had like a pot roast mac and cheese or something. Like, there was all this stupid stuff that you wouldn't even think. It probably wasn't even on the menus on this website because they change it so often. But it was good stuff. A lot of, like you said, a lot of good little snacky places. It doesn't get the same like eat around the world like Epcot does, but I think there's a lot of that opportunity there.
Mm-hmm.
Grab a cocktail, grab a little snack, and just keep going on your way and looking at the treks and looking at the animals and stuff. We didn't mention what's the thing called where you take the train out to the what the heck is that called? Where you go the conservation station. Couldn't think of the name. You take the train ride out, and they have like the petting zoo and the animal hospital.
Yeah, you can walk around for a little while and then take the train back.
I like the train ride. I like seeing if they ever do like a procedure on the animals. I do like seeing that when the vets are like checking out one of the animals mm-hmm. or doing something. That's always cool. So that's a fun thing to do as well.
Yeah, and you know what one of my favorites was?
What's that?
Was the birds.
Oh, the bird show. They just reopened the new version of that.
Beautiful. We're going to have to do that sometime.
So they closed the original, and now it's a new thing. It's got some characters. It's got characters from Up, but it's still a bird show. So they just revamped it a little bit. Hopefully it's good. It just opened, I think, this week, as a matter of fact. So
yeah, I got to get up there soon. It's been too long.
Yeah. Let's move on to the Dino Land. How's that sound?
Okay.
I like the roller coaster there. A lot of people, that's like a hit or miss. A lot of people either love it or hate it.
Which one are you talking about? Primeval World?
Yeah.
Oh, I love that.
Oh, I do too. A lot of people don't go.
I love that.
A lot of people don't like that you get jerked around on it and that it's kind of, you know, like they say, the theming's not very good. I think it's cool. I think it's interesting. And I love that ride. I do like that.
Yeah, I do.
I always laugh. I go on that thing and I laugh the whole time.
It's just so silly.
It's funny. Yeah, it's because the way it just like spins you around on the track, is so, it's fun.
And the cheesy, you know, music's
oh,
makes
yeah,
you
of
laugh,
course.
Too.
Yeah, the whole thing is good.
Yeah.
And then
I think there's a lot of This Is Eric's that you yelled during that ride.
Oh,
you say?
Yeah, that's definitely a This Is Eric.
That's a huge This Is Eric ride.
We have Dinosaur, which I know you don't get to go on a lot because Susie's not a fan. It hurts her back, right?
Yeah, but she usually waits for me. I go on it every chance I have whenever there's...
I love that ride.
I do too, actually. And the first couple times, I didn't like it. And the more I go on it, I do like it.
Oh, I haven't been on since they did the refurb where they kind of like updated everything and they kind of put a little fresh coat of paint. And I heard it made a big difference. So I'm kind of excited to check it out again next time I'm there. What else? They have the little spinner ride. Whatever that's called. I can't remember what that is. The one, the Dumbo ride with the dinosaurs.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
We went on that. Remember when we did that? Us
yes.
Big nerds. Kept waving at Susie every time we went by.
And you're, I think Frank, too.
Yeah, probably.
Susie and Frank, we were just waved at.
Yeah.
We're idiots, aren't we?
Oh, big time. There's not a whole lot as far as food goes in the dino area, except they do have Restaurantosaurus, and that's a place I've never even gone in there. Have you been in that joint? The
No. Doesn't that like have corn dogs or something?
Yeah, it's not like a big, you know, fancy menu, but I heard it's actually themed really cool. Like it's supposed to be.
I'm looking at pictures right now. They got a dirt of chicken nuggets. That's all they showed for.
Yeah, it's supposed to be a mess hall for like the university that was studying the dinosaurs, like the dig site. So the whole Dino Land was supposed to be like a dig site where they found fossils. So then like the local university sent teams of students and archaeologists to dig it up. So this is like where they would eat. So there's like signs on the walls and goofy music playing in there. So I heard it's kind of a cool place to check out, but the food can't get me in there. There's nothing in that. Maybe, like, the fish and chips. If I was in the mood for fish and chips, I would try that. But I'm not going to go for a Disney hamburger. Their burgers aren't good.
No, they're
not.
The
quick service.
No, the quick service and not good dirt is.
So that's one thing. I've heard it's fun theming, but I'm not going to go in there for food. Now, this other place is Trilobites. They have these buffalo chicken chips that I've heard about. And I don't know what that means. I've never gotten them.
Where is this?
It's just like a little stand. It's called Trilobites in Dino Land.
Mm.
I guess it's like chips with buffalo chicken on top of it, like nachos.
Ah, no, that doesn't sound good.
No.
No.
All right, well, that's all right. You don't. We don't have to agree on everything. How about let's talk about Discovery Island, because that's pretty much all we're missing here. That's kind of Tree of Life, everything like that. And obviously, there's a few different things. There's Streetmosphere. There's all the paths that you can go down over there. Some character meet and greets, good shows, things like that. But obviously, I think the biggest attraction on Discovery Island, besides the Tree of Life itself, is Flame Tree Barbecue. Agree with that?
Again, I think that's overrated.
I disagree. I think their barbecue is actually quite good, but I know you don't like that kind of rib, that style of rib.
Yeah, I like a dry rib.
But they do a good job with it. Like, if you're in the mood for a sloppy rib, they do a good job with it. It's cooked well, fall off the bone. And then they have good onion rings, so you have to admit that.
Food's okay. It's not a bad quick serve.
They have fantastic onion rings, and I do like that they have like the little self-serve barbecue sauce pumps that you can get. And they have a good spicy barbecue sauce, not like the sweet, sugary one. They have a nice spicy one there.
Now, one of the main draws is that they do accept the 20% Tables
right,
in Wonderland.
Tables in Wonderland. And actually it says 20% AP discount. Mm-hmm. As well. Oh, look at this thing. Baked mac and cheese with pulled pork on it. That sounds pretty good. Topped with onion rings and coleslaw for $11.99. Look at that picture. Talk about a mudroom on a plate.
Yeah, no, that's filthy.
You think you eat that? You're not even going to make it.
You know what actually looks real good is that chicken.
I've had the chicken there. It is very good. The half chicken. Because I did the chicken and rib combo. Because when I went with Yergina, we just split it, the three of us. We got the combo, and we just all split it. And the ribs are good. The chicken's good. Their baked beans are fantastic.
They are
good.
Some
of the best baked beans I've ever had. So I know you're not as high on this place as I am, but it's a place I look forward to having a quick-serve meal there. However, there's a few new things, because technically Tiffin's and Nomad Lounge are part of Discovery Island.
Which is surprising.
So I'm looking at Tiffin's here. I mean Nomad Lounge, excuse me. And they have some small plates which have been updated since I went. They have some pretty good options here. Chicken satay, which looks pretty good. Little chicken skewers. They have pork ribs. Mini little that looks like right up your alley. Those mini pork ribs. Look at that thing.
Those are pretty.
They do look nice. African spiced Wagyu beef sliders. Couple little dirters.
Vegetarian pad thai. Susie loves pad thai.
Oh, I love pad thai as well. It's very good. They have the cheese plate. Oh, that looks good, that pad thai.
Yeah.
I'd rather have some chicken or shrimp in it, but it looks pretty good. Marinated grilled octopus, black eye pea fritters.
I'm gurgling right now. I want to eat everything.
But it's so relaxing, the Nomad Lounge, where you just sit out on the porch in these comfy chairs. They have really good cocktails.
That's one of your favorite watering holes, isn't it?
Oh, that was the best. When we went last time, though, it was so crowded you couldn't even get a seat.
Yeah, no, I know.
I was kind of disappointed about that. But the first time I went, I just sat there. I could have sat there all day long and just been in heaven. It was so relaxing, so nice. It's just you just sit there and you just like melt into the couch. And they come over with this menu, this drink menu that's like an attraction in itself. They have all these like hand-drawn things. They have, it's like a notebook, like a traveler's notebook, and they describe the drink, and they have like little pictures of when they went and surveyed this part of, you know, whether it was Africa or Asia or wherever, like building the park, and they have all these Imagineers notes in there. It's so cool. Like the menu itself is like an attraction to look at. So I really enjoyed that part of it. We're going quite long here, Billy, on this episode, but let's wrap it up with Tiffin's. I think this is going to be one of the best things to talk about to end this show. I'm just looking at these pictures. They got the bread service, beet salad. This place, every single time I hear someone talk about this on a podcast, they're like, this is you walk in there and you feel you immediately are taken away that you're not in a theme park anymore. You're at a fine dining establishment. It almost looks like even too fancy for one of the resorts, and yet it's in the middle of the theme park. I mean, the Willings went there. They loved it, right?
Yes.
And you could do it on the Rivers of Light dining package, which is a good option. You get the 20% off. It is a little expensive, but it's not the most expensive to credit that I've seen. You get the grilled swordfish for $42. That sounds good. The braised Berkshire pork belly ramen noodle bowl. Wagyu.
Now, did they take away that one? There was this one beef thing that.
No,
was
it's the Wagyu beef, Wagyu eye of ribeye. Is that what you're talking about?
No, that looks brand new. They had this other dish.
Oh, you're right. It was like the beef two ways, right?
Yeah, it had I forgot what it had because there was
a
picture
like
braised
short rib or something.
Braised short rib. Yes, yes, yes.
That's the only issue with the fancy restaurants is they change the menu so often that sometimes you see something that you want to try and then it's not there
yes.
by the time you get around to it. But I guess you have to trust the process and assume they're going to give you something good.
Mm-hmm.
It just looks so good. I'd love to try it. One of these days, I just know it will be quite a ways off because with two young kids, this doesn't look like the kind of place you go with young kids.
No, no, no.
Like, Por Favor wife would probably like it. She'd have to find something that she would like ahead of time because she's a little pickier than I am. She's not terribly picky, but she's a little bit picky about stuff, like kind of stuff that doesn't go with stuff and kind of going out of her comfort zone. But I think she would find something she would like. But as far as the kids menu, it doesn't look like it would be good for like a 4 and a 2-year-old, you know, maybe like a good, if you had a good eater as like an 8-year-old and a 6-year-old, if you had good eaters, then it might be okay.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a few years off. We'll try it at some point. I know that.
Oh, I'm starving right now. You know what actually what I'm thinking that I would get?
What's that, Bill?
Is the braised Berkshire pork belly ramen noodle bowl.
That sounds fantastic. That's like a soup too, Bill. So that's like you're getting your soup and you're getting pork belly, mushroom infused broth.
Doesn't that look beautiful?
Bok choy, pickled daikon radish, candied
the Wagyu beef
onions.
Bolognese. And I'll tell you another thing too, because everybody thinks that this is the price points are fantastic. I mean, to me, this looks like it's a single credit. Even though it's not. Everything.
It would be a high-end single credit. The appetizers are a little high.
I don't know. The appetizers are $10.
There's only one on there that's $10. That's the bread service.
Black eyed pea fritters are $11. Mm-hmm. Apple walnut salad is $12.
That's a little high. We'll split the difference. They're a little high. It's like 1.5 credits. Let's say
I'll give you that. Maybe even 1.25. I mean, because other than the ribeye, everything's in the high 20s, low 30s.
Yeah.
Look at Grand Floridian Cafe. That's what you're going to be paying there. I think this is a 1.25 dinner credit.
Yeah, swordfish 42.
Yeah, that's on the high side. Yep.
You know,
sustainable spitfish is 53. 50,
yeah.
But it's a hell of a lot cheaper than a Narcoossee's or a
no,
California
that's true.
Grill.
That's I think. If you have an AP or tables and you're on the dining plan, you save the credits and pay out of pocket for this.
Absolutely, no doubt about it. Yeah, no doubt. You don't want to use two on this.
No, I agree with that. That's we could definitely agree on that. Anything else you want to add about Animal Kingdom? Anything I missed?
No.
Something that you like to do there that... there is something I want to add. That Tree of Life show, The Awakening.
That night when the park
awesome.
Closes?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that is cool.
Where the animals move on the tree and everything, that's fantastic. So definitely check that out if you're there at night.
You know, there's a couple attractions that we kind of miss that I love.
Over.
I love It's Tough to Be a Bug.
Yep, that's good. Tree of Life and, yeah, the whole thing. The whole
and experience. The other thing that I love is, what the heck is it in? It's a walk. It's toward the back of the park. It's Nemo.
Oh, the Nemo show, yeah.
I love the Nemo show, too.
Oh, the Lion King show is fantastic, too.
Yep.
We kind of skipped over the shows.
Yeah, true. You were like an elastic band. Every time we started talking about attractions, you just
back
wanted
to
talk about the food, yeah.
Oh, sorry. I know you don't like that. Next time we'll focus more on rides, Bill.
Yes, thank you.
Okay, let's take our second break and come and wrap things up here. All right, we're back from break. This has been episode 216 of the Por Favor Mantengase Alejado de las Podcast. Who ended up winning that game, Billy?
Indiana won that game, and now Milwaukee's up 22. They doubled up the Celtics. It's 22-11 right now.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, they're playing game three in their home place. You knew they were going to come out hot.
Yeah, that's true. The 11-point lead in the NBA doesn't mean anything.
No.
That can go away in the blink of an eye. We talked some Animal Kingdom. We talked extensively about Animal Kingdom and probably one of our most park-centric shows we've had in, what, 6 months, 8 months?
Oh, maybe years.
Maybe years. We never talk parks. I think we should do a deep dive into each park and like kind of go over some of the new stuff and just talk about things like that. Maybe the next few weeks we could just go through all of them.
I'm fine talking parks.
Because that's fun. Like, it kind of gets you reinvigorated. You know, we get in the routine of talking resorts and restaurants, which we love, and they're fantastic. But we can't forget. I mean, they got some... Obviously, the parks are amazing. We joke about it, how we don't care about the parks.
Oh, I always go to the park. Whenever I go up to the parks. I love the parks.
Yeah, of course. So I think it'll be good to kind of just go through and talk about those again. And maybe on our live episode, we'll talk about Epcot, because I know people love talking about Epcot Center in a few weeks. We got to just pick a date. You want to pick it right now?
Well, I'm trying to think, like, what date, because it's getting tougher and tougher now. Do you want to do them on Fridays, because more people might be around?
Yeah, that's fine.
Do you want to... Do 2 weeks from, so the next, know when you're going, when are you going? We're dropping this episode on...
It's going to be the 22nd or something, yeah. So let's do May 4th.
We're going to do May 4th, and we'll do 8 o'clock Eastern time zone.
Yep, that works. Yeah, 8 o'clock Facebook Live, May 4th, we'll do the episode. Because the following week I'll be gone, so we'll do the live episode on May 4th.
Are you going to do some lives? Because your wife drives. She's the driver, right?
Oh, that's true. I could possibly do that. We're going to try to drive overnight, but I can do some lives on the scene.
I want to just see some of your ride. Just be, we're live, Jurgen. Just put it on the dashboard.
We'll have to see, because if the girls are asleep, I don't want to be talking into the
cell phone,
you know. Anyway. All right, I'm going to wrap it up, because we've gone very long on this week's episode. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, and everything. Por Favor Podcast, search that. PorFavorPodcast.com. iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play. Like, subscribe, leave reviews, whatever you have to do for that. YouTube.com/PorFavorPodcast. You can email the show info@PorFavorPodcast.com or email me personally, Gary@PorFavorPodcast.com. Mike.
You can follow me on Twitter @PorFavorMike or email me, Mike@PorFavorPodcast.com.
Beautiful. Thanks so much for listening to episode number 216 of the Por Favor Mantengase Alejado de las Podcast. For my co-host Mike in Florida, my name is Gary. Thanks for listening and have a great day.
Beautiful tomorrow, shining at the end of every day. There's a great big beautiful tomorrow, and tomorrow's just a dream away. Man has a dream, and that's the start. He follows his dream with mind and heart. And when it becomes a reality, it's a dream come true for you and me. So there's a great big beautiful tomorrow, shining at the end of every day. There's a great big beautiful tomorrow, just a dream away.
Shining at the end of every day. There's a great big beautiful tomorrow, and tomorrow's just a dream away. Man has a dream, and that's the start. He follows his dream with mind and heart.
And when it becomes a reality, it's a dream come true for you and me. So there's a great big beautiful tomorrow, shining at the end of every day. There's a great big beautiful tomorrow, just a dream away.
There's a great big
beautiful tomorrow, shining at the end of every day. There's a great big beautiful tomorrow,
and tomorrow's just a dream away. Man has a dream, and that's the start. He follows his dream with mind and heart. When it becomes a reality, it's a dream come true for you and me. So there's a great, big, beautiful tomorrow, shining at the end of every day. There's a great, big, beautiful tomorrow, just a dream